George, does that take away from the message?
You know, it can. But let's be very clear. The vast majority of the protests have been nonviolent. Let's make a distinction between civil disobedience and civil unrest. Civil disobedience is as American as apple pie. That says, we believe this change has to take place, and we're going to do this nonviolently to get the attention and to use our collective strength as Americans to change things. Civil unrest is the destruction of property, which always minimizes the actual cause. So it can minimize, but in this instance, because I was out there in Jackson, I've been to, I think 4 or 5 protests, have been very nonviolent.
Right, yeah.
And unfortunately, the one jerk who throws a rock or who tries to start a fire, he makes news. But the 400 people out there who are joining hands and loving on each other and exercising their rights as Americans, they don't get the same juice. But no, you can minimize the idea with inappropriate behavior, but that's not been the case here. And it's not been the case nationwide. And let me just say this, because this caught my attention the other day. When I saw they were protesting in the streets of Salt Lake City, Utah. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
This is Mormon country.
Mm-hmm.
There are very, very few African Americans or persons of color in Utah, but there are Americans in Utah.